Greetings from outdoors. He was an English man, so I'm thinking that when Gilbert wrote, "I am the monarch of the sea," for the operetta HMS Pinafore, he was not referring to the North American butterflies known as monarchs. Occasionally, either because of defective instincts or being blown off course, monarchs are found roosting on the drilling platforms in the Gulf of Mexico, but really, monarchs do not belong on the sea. Thanks to the Ice Age glaciers, we have the Great Lakes, daunting obstacles to fragile migrating butterflies. In spite of that, monarchs are sometimes sighted far offshore, using the winds of Lake Michigan to aid their migration. That is not to say that monarchs like flying over open water. They don't. So, though they have never flown the route to Mexico before, monarchs somehow know to use the peninsulas as bridges in order to shorten their water crossings. Clouds of monarchs occasionally are seen off the Leelanau Peninsula, but most of these butterflies funnel onto the Stoneham Peninsula near Escanaba. While on that peninsula, they wait until the winds out of the north create the thermal updrafts on which they can gain altitude and glide to the Garden Peninsula, and then using islands like stepping stones onto the Door Peninsula of Wisconsin, and finally overland to their destination. Those poor wandering ones out in the Gulf, monarchs of the sea will no doubt perish in some billowy wave. Monarchs of the lake spend the winter in Mexico. I'm Kagan Herringa, Outdoors.